Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians red hot now, their best stretch of the season. They sweep the Cincinnati Reds, and another look at the Texas Rangers, whom the Tribe just faced on that past road trip. But Tito, right now you're getting really good starting pitching, which has obviously helped the bullpen, and you're getting enough offense. Any part of your game right now that you're going, boy, I wish that was better?
Oh, Hammy, there's not a day that goes by where we're not trying to get better. I mean, today we're sitting here this morning, and Millsy and I, and we're gonna rearrange because we have a night game tomorrow, and then a quick noon game, then we leave for the West Coast. So we're gonna have pitchers PFP tomorrow, and just we're trying to always continue to get better. And when the results of the games are good, boy, there's nobody happier than us. But we want to play the game better all the time. And again, it's when the results are better, it helps everybody's demeanor, myself included. But we have a long way to go. But because we've won some in a row, and we put a dent into that, that record that was just really hurting us, at least you feel like there's some air to breathe. We have a long way to go, and we know it. But it's like now when there's something goes wrong, you don't feel like you got punched in the stomach so bad. It's like, okay, we can do this.
Terry, you mentioned the pitchers now doing kind of the drills you would see during spring training. How do you gauge that during the course of the year? How many times do you feel it's important to take infield and do some of those fundamental drills?
That's a good question. And I laugh when you hear a lot of people say, well, boy, they don't take infield like they used to. Our outfielders throw more than I ever threw as a player.
Really?
Yeah, Millsy takes them out early before guys are hitting, and they throw to the bases, and they do it from all angles. And I think it's much better. The scouts may not like it because they don't see it, but they, like Brantley, will go to the corner and practice that throw, or off the wall, and the right fielders will go down the line, and they practice the throws that they make during the game, and they have time to do it where it's under control, and it's not just two, bang, and here we go, and I think that helps.
Also, when it comes to hitting and whatnot, are there days where you feel like guys should just not hit or take a lot fewer swings?
Yes, and we really try to monitor that. Matter of fact, Kip was just in here before you came in, and we were talking about it, and he just walked in and he goes, hey, you okay if I just sit in the cage? And I'm like, yeah. And I need to know about it because I want to know where everybody is, but I think it's actually really smart. He's in a groove right now. He knows his body. He's playing every day. He's got at-bats under his belt. He just wants to get ready for the game and then go play. And I think it's great, and I think it's good that he's mature enough to do that.
Do you like, Terry, not that you have a choice, playing a team like Texas that you just saw on the road trip, a team that you're only going to play, a home and home during the course of the year?
Well, I would say yes, except that they're on a really good roll, mm-hmm. and that you can't control that. I mean, we can control that, but I guess from a preparation standpoint, you kind of know, we just saw them, we just prepared. You kind of watch the last week and see who stayed hot or who got hot, things like that. So maybe from a preparation standpoint, it's easier. I do think it's a little weird that, like you say, you play a team. I mean, we play Cincinnati as much as we play Texas. That seems kind of weird to me. But, again, there's some irregularity. So, I think the good thing to fall back on is go where they tell you and try to win.
Sean Markham, anxious to see him again?
Yes. Yes. There's not a guy that pitches that we don't find a reason to be excited. I mean, that's the way it is. And, again, his story's good. And the way he handled himself the other day is what I remember watching from across the field and not liking, because he handled himself so well and he filled his position. And getting to know him a little bit now and watching how he does things, really good competitor and really good feel for the game. And there's some things that kind of maybe until you get to know him, you don't understand that are really good things about him.
Well, and of course, I don't think it's any coincidence. Texas decided to activate Josh Hamilton, maybe away from Dallas, maybe away from New York or Boston. He'll be in the lineup today. And, I don't know if anybody knows what to expect from Josh Hamilton, but it wasn't that long ago where he was the kind of guy that changed every game it seemed like he played in.
Yeah, Hammy, and we were talking about this the other day. I mean, I got to sit in that home run contest in New York and watch that, and his tools, I mean, his story is incredible. Probably, at times incredible on the good side, and maybe every once in a while, a little bit kind of make you scratch your head and feel bad. But I pull for him in so many ways. except when they're playing us for obvious reasons. His talent is off the charts, and I'm sure that's probably part of the problem sometimes he has to fight. But he makes you nervous when he's in that batter's box.
That is Tribe manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Texas coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Tuesday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. Sean Markham is a guy now that is in the Indians rotation, and he's a guy you've seen a lot of when you were managing against him. Do you take mental notes when you're watching certain players, Terry, just thinking about, hey, maybe someday?
You know, Hammy, it's interesting. We probably do without even thinking about it. I mean, I think that, you know, you watch guys so much, and I'm not sure that you'd necessarily do that for that intent, but you watch so much and you see what guys do, and then when the time comes where maybe a guy's available, you go, you know, I remember this about him or this. And you see it so often in our game, guys that maybe had connections somewhere, they show up with another team where there's a coach or a manager, and it's because they appreciated or respected something he did.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.